morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all feeling?
Super Peach King.
Hey.
Larry, how are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm here. I'm doing damn thing. Here. Yeah. Okay. Check. Okay.
What are you checking up? Lord Jesus.
He did a microphone check. One, two. What is this?
He did a check in the middle of.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. He's trying to get himself together.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to.
Homing in.
Leave me alone, man.
Yeah.
Chris, how was your week?
It was good. It was good. Yeah. Got to celebrate Dum-Dum's birthday and everything. She still ain't come get her present one. You know, it's a brand new ass whooping.
I don't want
it. I keep it for her.
Still in the box.
Still in the box, man. I got it wrapped in pretty paper.
No, I don't want it.
Oh.
I don't
but it's
want
wrapped
it.
In pretty paper.
I know.
No, I don't want it. Oh,
anyway,
you.
Ungratefulness. But week was good.
Ungrateful.
Just getting ready for this this
snowmageddon.
You know. But yeah, a good week. Long week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It was a short week though. There was a holiday.
For who?
Him.
Dr.
Oh
King.
Yeah, him.
Dr. King been resting a long time.
Yeah,
he
they don't
had
celebrate.
A long
I mean, it was the Dr. King holiday.
Oh, I thought you were like, he rest.
I was at work.
Hey, I told my dispatch, I'm like, that's not a blue-collar holiday.
Yeah, it's not. Nowhere close, man. Nowhere close.
I was like, I don't know if they're going to be accepting and who's going to be closed. And I'm like, that's not a blue-collar holiday.
Because yeah.
There are a lot of, like, our trash didn't run one day.
Really?
Trash man is blue collar job.
Well, that's
city. According to Rocket.
That's the city.
It's
city. That's the city, though.
City gets off.
City
but
county,
it's still, it, can, but it's yeah. It is a blue collar job.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
that's right, Eleanor.
Yeah. But, so stupid. That's right.
But at the same time, it's like, eh,
right.
That is a government.
Right.
Technically, even though it's local government, that mm-hmm. is a government job.
Definitely.
But yeah, I was at the plantation working, man.
Good boy.
All
good
day.
Boy.
And I was out there in them streets.
Always.
And I was in the bed.
Stupid.
I wasn't in the bed, but I was here.
I
did
was
you fart?
No.
Oh, I thought you farted in there.
I don't think
I thought the same thing.
You
too.
Did?
Yeah.
She was like, they ain't going to hear me.
He just wants somebody to hear. He's like, no, go ahead.
I mean, it was loud, but yeah.
Make all the noise you know, because I'm going to get somebody to
hear
me.
I thought it was gas.
ASK.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good. 10 toes down, not up.
And how was Bentley?
Bentley is living
right.
His best life. Right. He ain't going back and forth with you niggas. Living his best life.
Yeah. You got any new sweaters?
He does. He has a cardigan, man. That boy has a cardigan.
That dog, he
woof.
I'm yeah. A little stylish nigga right
I ain't
here.
Lying.
For real.
Kiss
can't
the
keep
pop.
Up with me. Mm-hmm.
Kiss my pop.
His walk is different when he got his clothes on. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't want people to kiss his paw, though. Whenever I was over at Daddy's the other day, he was sitting there, he was like,
kiss the paw, bitches.
Yeah.
Kiss the paw. Recognize greatness.
Look at me. And I'm like, no, I am still... A Milo loyalist.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm still a Milo.
Kiss the Paul.
You will never be my nephew dog.
I got some mess.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want the Paul? I got you right here.
And start rolling over.
Yep. That lid come up.
Bentley boy. Bentley boy.
Larry, how was your week, bro?
It was a week. It was one of them weeks where it was like, it wasn't like everything worked out, but it was like one of them. It was just a little aggravating shit, just
understood.
Constantly, like every day, twice a day, just a little dumb aggravating stuff. So anyway, but I made it through. You know, I had some shit fall out on me and all that, but yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, had a couple loads fall out, but
really,
all in all, overall, it was a good week. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I was like, yeah, we stayed real busy this week. So,
yeah.
I think
good.
I had like 2 days where I had, you know, like the little straight throughs. Mm-hmm. So I think I ended up with like, what, like 5-6 runs this week. Okay. So, yeah.
Make that money.
No, I think I come up with about 6 or 7.
Get it.
Got a little extras.
Money in the bank.
But the fuel was, we're going to see how the fuel work out. But anywho. Yeah, it's been a week. Had to take care of a little bit of business or whatever with mom, and all of that. So got all of that straightened out.
So everything's coming together like butt cheeks.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Well, I guess fortunately.
But I don't know.
Like they ain't come together like stripper butt cheeks. They're more like prison butt cheeks. They still a little loose right
now. Yeah.
Definitely prison butt cheeks.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
At a BC Farts. Still, me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's at a BC. Over there, too, stepping in the corner.
Oh, my God.
With his toothpick.
Y'all stupid.
You took it back to Oz, boy.
And them windy farts. Them windy farts. That's a windy fart.
Yeah. Breezy. Terrible, you are.
Ooh, the smelly winds
of sodomy.
Disgusting.
Y'all started it. Jesus. The week's been. That's pretty much been my week in a nutshell. Yeah, just working on this new normal and
whatever that is. Yep.
Yeah, well, we're gonna figure it out.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. Other than that, Peachy freaking King.
Peachy.
Kim,
how was your week, Kim?
My week was kind of restful. I rested a little bit.
Told you.
What worked a little, but rested. Mm-hmm. I got some good rest there.
We're good.
Did some self-care, for my birthday week. Did some community service as well, but, that's just what you do.
That's hell. That's your second job. Shit.
I've come to grips that I am just a person who gives service. I'm a service giver.
Aww.
That is no bad service ever, but I'm just a service.
As long as you don't be giving out that lip service, girl.
No, I don't do lip service. I don't do lip service.
And lip service.
Like lip service though.
Yeah, don't be giving those. Now, if you was going to give lip service, would you be kissing white ass or would you be sucking back? I had to.
Oh, my God.
I mean, lip service is lip service, right?
No. Well, I would probably definitely be kissing white ass. So I do that when I go to work. I have to, kind of get in there and be like, hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate all you're doing for me, paying me and stuff.
And again,
excuse me, boss. Let me kiss your ass. Yeah. I so appreciate my paycheck.
If you're going to say it, do it correctly. Would you be kissing white man ass?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Or white male ass? I'm sorry.
Yes, I would, because I think almost all my bosses are male. So, well, take it back. My lieutenant is a black male, but I mean, we're cool. But everyone else above the chain is Caucasian, and I have nothing against Caucasian people and kissing Caucasian ass at this point. Gotcha. Yes,
but do you specify whether you prefer male ass or female ass?
Prefer male, yes.
Okay.
I don't like to deal with women too much, and get a little catty. Yeah. No pun intended.
Kim said they scratch.
And I punch. So it's not.
They scratch.
Yeah, they scratch and I punch.
Them white bitches be scratching, man.
But yeah. Had a good birthday.
Celebrating. It's a celebrate.
With the people, my fam. Always a good time. Always a good time with the people.
Yeah.
And I just went out. But and I'm holding it right here, Juan.
You didn't go out.
I didn't go out.
No, you didn't.
But why can't I hear it right here?
Because you can't hear.
Oh, okay. I can hear. Anyway.
Deaf and dumb.
Yeah. And thank you for all the birthday shout outs and displays of care and concern on my birthday, people who sent me text messages and all that stuff. So if I didn't reply, it wasn't personal. Probably because I was asleep and you sent it out way.
It wasn't personal. Yeah. I just don't fuck with you.
No. I try to show appreciation to everybody. Because people don't have to take the time out. They don't have to take the time out to acknowledge or celebrate you. And I'm not that kind of person.
Shoot. Yeah.
Gosh.
You messed up, though. You wasn't home. I was going to bring you some money and everything. Your ass wasn't home.
Well, I was out.
Hey, Larry, she didn't even want my gift.
No, but I did. I got a beautiful card from my brother. And I was like, oh,
did you
so
cry?
Sweet. And I did said, Tyler must have picked this out.
No, I picked it out myself, thank you.
Did it make you want to go kiss some white man's ass?
No, it made me want to go.
Make
you
want to suck some black man dick.
Definitely not. No. See, and we'll have to give the backstory on this because we want y'all to be Uncle Alvin. We want you in on this too, okay? Let me
stop. Oh, Uncle Alvin would love that topic.
Just get on YouTube, search Corey Holcomb, Anton Daniels beef. That's all you got to do.
Just go on there and search it, because you know what we're talking about. Yeah, great birthday.
It was a healthy conversation.
Coming to an end with a blizzard. So, Juan, how was your week?
My week was good.
Are you prepared? You have your alternative heat sources?
Yes, I do. I have two cans of propane for my
camp stove.
No, the heater.
Oh.
And if I lose power for a significant period of time, Christopher has a generator. I will be coming to visit my brother.
Yes.
That is my plan.
Hey, you too?
That's the meeting.
We're having a party.
Hey, that was the purpose of having it.
We're gonna have a family reunion because we know Daddy gonna be there.
The way I figure it is, you know, if we lose power for a significant period of time, you got the Blackstone.
Yep.
You got a couple grills. We'll come out there, clean out our freezers, and I'll chip in my couple of cans of propane. Hey,
we have
stop provisions. Off, get some of Daddy's propane.
Hey, we have provisions. We will not be ass out.
Yay for provisions. Yay.
And we that's like the benefit of living in a tight proximity to family. I mean, it's
for real.
Along with
you kind of hit like a compound effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't live in a compound, but you kind of can get that effect. I mean, you know, anything goes sideways.
We got a rally point.
Yes.
We got
a
couple of rally points.
Yes, sir.
Meet you at Chris's house.
We moving. Abort mission.
Abort.
We go to Chris's. Go to Chris's.
Look, that's an advantage to us, but if someone was trying to attack
they
us, they would know where we at.
Y'all come around the corner.
Hey, they try to attack us, they might just be in trouble.
Because we rally and it's over. It's over. Hey, you make it to the rally point.
Hey, it's over. All hands on deck. Oh, you in trouble, buddy.
All hands on deck, all guns on deck, ammunition in check. Hey, ready.
You step inside my gates. Enter at your own risk. Shit.
I'm like, what? They got a sniper tower? <Yo. laughs> That's a cardboard box on top of the roof.
Hell yeah.
We invented around this motherfucker.
Is that a saw mounted on the top of the? I thought that was a weather vane.
Step inside the gates and see what happens.
Drone strikes? I didn't even know T-Move had weapons on.
You stupid.
Not T-Move. Good Lord. Not T-Move.
Oh, shit.
As they say, we ready.
Definitely.
And if we ain't, it ain't going to take that long to get there.
Sure enough.
Definitely ready.
Less than five, baby. Less than five.
See. Ready.
See it, baby.
Ready.
We win.
Are they using bottle rockets as ICBMs?
Bottle rockets.
Not intercontinental ballistic missiles. We got intercity ballistic missiles. But yeah, I didn't do anything. Yeah, nothing. I didn't do anything.
Sure? You had a moment, a blank moment.
Yeah.
He tried to come up with something. He was like,
he said, well, I think, no, I ain't.
Nah,
no, I think everything that I did week before last. I don't think I did anything at all legitimately this week. I sat in my, oh, I did do something.
He's lying.
No, it's not anything important.
Did you finally, like, go ahead and put Florence to rest?
I mean, I said Florence was dead.
No. I said, did you put her to rest?
Did you get rid of? No, she.
No, I'm never getting rid of her. She gets parted out.
Oh,
pimped out.
That's a robot.
He pimped her out.
You don't get rid of.
She over here now with her legs.
You get rid of faulty electronics. You take off working parts.
Brushes laying all over the floor. She looking a mess.
Bless her heart.
Looking a mess. Just looking, Florence. I'm sorry to see you like that. Put up with a blanket or something over you.
Well, a dish towel or something, bro.
Something. You know, put you in the
had a woman always just wide open, spread eagle in the corner like that.
Put a moo-moo on or something.
A moo-moo, definitely moo-moo, a moo-moo. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You can get out.
I should not be moved. I should not be moved.
Just like a tree.
Just like Florence sitting in the corner. Every week she looks worse and worse. I'm just like, golly. She at least had a shell or something, whatever the little cover was on her.
You have to take all the plastic off to get to the electronics.
Okay.
That's the only way you can part her out.
Okay. Sorry, girl. No disrespect.
I mean, it's like if you're parting out a car, you don't leave it intact and be like, yeah, I'm going to part my car out. No. You got to take the fenders off and you take the seats out.
Okay, Juan, well, you've been justified. It's okay. That's why you just made her look like that. Anyway. Any weekly news on? No. I've done nothing this week again.
Yeah, I've this legit. I
just
well,
nothing. I've done nothing but watched.
Did y'all see
Anton Daniels, Corey Holcomb stuff? That's
terrible.
And somehow I got on, like I said, I that's what I thought I was watching, and then somehow I got on a gun rabbit hole. It's crazy. Anywho, yeah.
That's how they be getting you, man. Them algorithms, bro.
But that's the thing. Exactly. One video just popped up, and I'm like, oh, that looks pretty cool. And off it went.
It only takes
that's
one
what they do.
To get you in the...
That's how they do that, man. That's how they get you, bro.
Be calling me, man.
He be jonesing for it, y'all. He can't.
So did y'all hear, they really sensationalized it a lot, but did y'all hear about the 5-year-old boy that got detained in Minnesota with his daddy?
Everything happening in Minnesota, God knows.
So
ever since Prince died.
So
you stupid.
He's so stupid.
Minnesota done been a crap hole.
Purple rain.
Jones is cutting up.
Oh,
but yeah, so the little news story that I watched or whatever, and then I quickly, you know, went back and tried to get some deeper information. But basically what it was there was a 5-year-old kid in Minnesota. He had just come home from preschool, Head Start, whatever, because I don't think he's in school yet. But anyway, you know, and he was with his dad, and I guess his dad had just, you know, picked him up or whatever, but the ICE agents were there. Oh. And so a lot of people are saying that the ICE agents used the kid like as a pawn or whatever to... or as a trap to get the father or whatever. But one thing that I read said that the little boy's mom was in the house, which makes sense. She was in the house, and she didn't want to open the door.
She knew they were going down. She
supposedly they were there for the father.
She was scared too.
But they could have got him. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If they knew to get him when the kid come home, you know, or whatever. It's like they should have known. I mean, you know, to me, at some point in time, it's like they've done surveillance on this dude, so they knew when, you know, so they should have known his habits.
Right.
You know, so anyway, basically, they just went ahead and took the kid with the father, you know, and then, like, J.D. Vance is like, well, what were we supposed to do, leave the kid outside and let him freeze? You know what I'm saying?
Like
his mother didn't want to open the door and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, but I mean, Child Protective Services, you know, Department of Social.
They didn't know if the kid was an illegal or not.
Well, there is no birthright citizenship. There shouldn't be. So that means the child would be
that
illegal.
That was just for slaves, and we ain't got slaves no more.
Oh, we don't? Oh.
Unofficial.
Okay. I was just wondering.
But yeah, so they ended up taking a 5-year-old with his dad to the detention center in Texas.
That's crazy.
Wow, all the way to Texas.
Well, by
all
now,
that was the closest detention center.
Wow.
Probably got a school or something for all those kids they got over there. Hopefully.
Wow. Kids in cages.
That's crazy.
But, you know, and so, but the way it was presented, it was just like, you know, ICE detains a 5-year-old. It's like, oh, okay. And then once you get into the story, it's like, okay, I get it. I still think they could have handled it better.
They could have handled a lot of stuff better.
I mean, you know, because, I mean,
wait,
the kids.
So the mom watched this happen? She was in the house and saw it happening?
They said she was.
That's the way.
That's crazy. For me, that's not an ICE issue. To me, that's the crap the mama just goes, I can understand.
She probably
didn't
want the baby.
Go ahead and take Big Willie, but leave Lou Willie. Lou Willie! Lou Willie! Get in this house, boy.
Espen. I'm going to use Espen. Espen is the name.
I like Willie.
No.
Well, Big Espen and Little Espen just didn't.
Little
I
E.
I liked it.
Little
you like
E
Big
and
Espen,
Big
Little
E.
Espen?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all can take Big Espen.
Yeah.
Get on out of here, Espen. Get on to that
Little
detention
center. Little E.
Lil E. Get on. Get your butt in this house. Mm-hmm. No, get off your daddy's leg. Your daddy going to illegal jail. You get on in here.
Illegal jail.
How the mom didn't do that?
But she probably was scared.
Because she was scared. Because mm-hmm. if they're coming to get her husband.
Oh, she was like, scared up over there. Look at me there.
She's so stupid.
Pick it off.
He's stupid.
Espen.
Espen. Mijo.
Ven aquí, mijo. Mijo, ven aquí, ven aquí.
Terrible.
Adios, mios.
Adios, amigos.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's not nice. It's messed up, but why the mom let it happen? That's my question.
I think most of them are
because
they're getting people who
she's
are legal
so
and
she didn't know if they because they don't come and explain this stuff
they
to
don't.
You.
They just grab
all
and
she,
go.
All they know is these masked ICE agents. Well, I don't know if they were masked or not, but right. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in her, you know, in her situation and I see these people, we already know that ICE is out there. Mm-hmm. I already know that, you know, one of us or whatever here illegally or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Big Willie and Little Willie get in the yard. I'm waiting for them to come in the house, and all of a sudden, these ICE agents roll up on them. Nah.
And blast
that
real
is not
quick.
The way it's. Because this is the thing. Mamas are supposed to be willing to fight bears for their babies.
Not me.
And
I'm
this is a
bears,
toddler because you said
it
in preschool.
It wasn't a bear, it was ICE.
I know.
If you'll fight a bear, you won't go and be like, hey, be my key, be my key.
Oh, because they got guns.
To some ICE agents.
ICE got guns.
No.
Bears don't have guns.
I'm more afraid of a bear than I am of a person with a gun.
Nah, not the way they be coming through.
Bears are killing bears
for
are
no reason.
You say that now. Hey, next week when he gets snatched up out of his car, talking about, we heard you's illegal.
Tanya going to be like this.
look, ICE got
one.
But I mean, that wouldn't change.
Ghost baby. He gone.
I would
he gone.
Be more afraid of a bear than I would of an ICE agent. I'm sorry.
Just because I got a Mexican name.
No, his name is Jan.
Osnick.
Jan. I'm sorry, Jan. I was like, wow, that's a new one. Jan.
That's the Asian pronunciation.
Oh, it is? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sounded good.
I don't know. And I'm assuming it is. It was an Asian person that said it. So why not?
Yacht. At least she spelled
but
it.
But yeah,
right.
I thought. But that story just was. I was like, that's kind of, you know, jacked up. I mean, of course, you know, you get the media spin and mm-hmm. twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little shocking to me. Well, I ain't gonna say shocking, but it was just like, wow, that's kind of messed up. But
then they told me, ain't nobody home. It's just me and me. ain't gotta cook for nobody.
But I mean, I can understand the fear in that. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it's,
yeah, I don't understand the fear. In that.
I do. I get the fear
because I mean, you don't let someone take your kid.
Exactly. That's true. Like the police. Yeah. Okay. Like the
you
police.
You can't just talk. Baby. Yes, can't she can. Just talk because no one can hear you.
But just come on over here.
Wait, come over. Come over.
Come get the mic.
He's going to give you the mic.
Come get the mic, baby.
I'm saying, what is your mic? Oh, y'all give it a whole box. Like, you can just give her a little piece of it. Y'all give her a whole thing. It's a much. Yes, maybe so. That's a valid point.
Is it on?
Yes.
Okay. I just can't hear it. Yeah. Nobody just wanted to repeat it. What if she and her husband had already had that conversation because ICE has been snatching people up? Mm-hmm. They have been snatching up whoever. Mm-hmm. And maybe the conversation was, hey, if they ever come here, mm-hmm. when I'm getting home, when I have the kid, do not open the door. Mm-hmm. You stay inside because our plan is this. You're still here, and so there's someone still here on the other side to get us back when the time comes.
Gotcha. So that's what they be want, because they all intend to come
maybe
back.
There was a plan. Like, we don't know what the plan is.
That's a good point.
Very good point.
I mean, she
looks like they planned work.
There's a head.
So there's no reason for us to worry about. That's what the parents want.
Very good. Very good.
I mean, it's not that they wanted the kid to be taken, but I'm just saying, if you have a plan, sometimes you got to stick with the plan.
Was like,
regardless of who's out here, because if you open the door and show that weakness, and then what if all three of them are gone now, and now the chance of all three of them getting back when they're all wherever they are is slim to none. Whereas if you got one person over here, maybe she can go through the proper channels to do whatever she needs to do because she's over here.
That makes sense because you do got to have a plan. Just like.
Thank you, Larry.
Just like, I know.
I'm on.
So Mama says, listen, you guys are going to be taken. How many of them is it? I'm looking out the window so I can see.
You stupid. You are such a dookie head.
I'm excited to see the conclusion. I mean, I love the Taken movies, so this is yes. This is good. I'm ready. I'm ready to see what she's gonna do.
Oh my God, mom is terrible.
Liliana Neeson. That's what we're gonna call her from now on. Liliana.
Crazy.
You're terrible.
Gonna go rescue little Ian Biggie. It's beautiful. This is gonna be exciting. It's gonna be a movie.
I'll watch it.
Oh, there's gonna be some movies.
It's on Netflix.
This when this is over, I hope.
It sounds like this is gonna be a Tubi movie, though.
No, it's not
Tubi. And well, you know, it ain't gonna be Liam Neeson.
I just said it's Liliana. It's
Liliana. Terrible.
Oh, goodness.
Don't cast that young girl from the Tyler Perry movies with Liliana.
Oh, shit.
The girl. I don't know what
the girl.
Yeah, the big lip girl.
God,
that was on the House of Pain show. And...
Oh, the one that's got the twins that was in Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah.
That's got the sister.
Don't cast her.
Terrible. Casting call. Right
Let's see.
What other news you got, Larry?
I'm trying to think. I think that's...
While you're thinking,
President Trump was in...
No news.
Somewhere. I've forgotten where they were having the...
When he gave the talks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what do y'all think about this new peace commission committee that he's forming?
I think that Canada's not on it.
And he's wanting to bring Russia in on it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This is like a clown. It's like a circus.
It's not a circus, but it is really, really disheartening. It's like, yeah, we're going to get a... China, we're going to get Russia. Castro's dead, so we can't really get Cuba. All the despots. It's going to be all of us. We're going to be the peace commission.
We're going to bring peace,
whether you like it or not.
And then they're saying that they're worried that, if his little peace commission or whatever they're calling it is like once it forms or whatever. They're worried about, which I get it too. They're worried about like the United, like it undermining United Nations.
Yeah, I can see. Because I mean, for me, it's like
if it's you like an evil United Nations.
If you were to put, you know, Mike Tyson, Bill Cosby on the on the Sexual Security for Women Commission. What's happening here? What are we doing?
Mike Tyson and Bill Cosby.
Yeah, we want you women to feel safe. So,
and just to prove it, we got Casey Anthony taking care of the kids.
Stupid. Oh, gosh.
It's a daycare. Bring your kids, too. It's all right. What are we even doing?
This is mad.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'll have a spot on there for R. Kelly.
When
he gets pardoned.
He's going to get pardoned. Then they're going to put P. Diddy in there, too. They're going to put it all in there. Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, take that.
And they theme song gonna be "We Ain't Going Nowhere." We ain't
going nowhere because we can't be stopped.
But yeah, the Peace Commission is wild to me.
Wild to you? Is it the fact that he's trying it, or is it like the
it's
people?
It's the fact of the.
Or is it the members?
The members.
I would say the members definitely are a little
suspect and shady.
That's very.
But. It's like we're going to probably get Greenland, y'all.
Jeez Christ.
No high fives for Greenland.
No. Nah. You're the only one that understands the effect of having Greenland. Because
Even up until now,
Greenland's just been like, who even knows what we know that it's a place, but as far as we know, it's like an urban legend. We hear about it, but we ain't never seen this shit.
Like Bigfoot. I'm still
Bigfoot.
They say it's and out cousin there. Ronnie. Never been.
And cousin Ronnie did, you know, like I said, he's been in prison for like 45 years. We always hear about him. He always doing good, but
That's pretty much any landmass. I mean, I ain't never been to Hawaii, but I believe it exists.
No.
And I understand that, you know, the purpose of us acquiring it was, you know, extending our reach.
How many people have you heard be like, and on a honeymoon, we're going to Greenland.
Two.
You lied.
He said two.
One in his mind. Yeah, and that's it. And his other mind. So that's two. His other personality. Mean Juan. And nice Juan.
Big Juan and little Juan.
That's it.
No, little Juan does not want to go to Greenland. It's too cold. Little Juan does not represent well in Greenland.
terrible.
I'm trying to get him to come out of his shell. I can't take him to Greenland. Turtle.
Little Juan likes tropical location.
So
like Hawaii?
Yeah, maybe.
Little Juan does not know if Hawaii exists or not. He's heard about it.
I bet Little Juan believes it exists, though. Don't.
Little Juan also believes that Greenland exists, which is why he did not want to go.
But the Greenland thing, it's just kind of funny how.
I mean, it's like we discovered a new continent, man.
We didn't discover shit.
We ain't on the Mayflower.
Come on, man. You need to cut that out.
This is just basically just.
He'll be in crazy.
Christopher Columbus 2026.
Yeah. And we thought there was no. We discovered a new continent.
No.
Y'all ain't with that.
No.
Y'all ain't for discovery.
But I would. I would like to see. Because. You know, they're pushing this as a defense issue. And I don't quite get it. I had to look at a map and see, but supposedly that's a I don't know if it's a big part, but it's gonna serve the purpose of for the Iron Dome.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
But I don't understand. I guess when people are launching stuff, they're launching it over Greenland, or from the Arctic, or does it fly over the Arctic?
It would fly over the Arctic.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it might not hit.
But it's for that and for the rare earth minerals.
So question.
Yeah.
So is that where they'll build the Justice League, where they'll have their meetings?
No, that will probably be built in northern Canada, which I think they're going to rename once we make it the, our state. They're going to rename it to North Minnesota.
Oh my God!
Like they did the Gulf of America. Yeah. Don't nobody recognize it but us or them.
Well, no, I mean our new North Minnesotans, they'll recognize it because that's what it'll be. I'm not gonna name a state Canada. What the crap? North Minnesota.
They could name it Canada Dry, like the soda. No, probably trademark infringement.
Oh, all right. Roll that beautiful bean footage, Juan. I will.
Jeez, it only gets worse.
Yeah.
And Juan wasn't ready either, Chris.
I read somewhere someone said self-care is also choosing not to argue with people who are committed to misunderstanding you. Oh my goodness. And that sat with me longer than I expected because there was a time I thought explaining myself was growth. I thought staying in the conversation meant maturity. I thought if I just found the right words to say, they'll finally hear me. But some people aren't listening to understand. They're listening to respond, to defend, to protect the version of the story that keeps them comfortable. And no amount of clarity can reach someone who already decided who you are and what you meant. That's when I realized arguing wasn't costing me my pride. It was costing me my peace. I was leaving conversations exhausted, questioning myself, replaying moments in my head, trying to see what I could have said differently. And the truth was, nothing I said would have changed it. Because misunderstanding isn't always confusion. Sometimes it's a choice. So I stopped fighting to be understood by people who benefited from not understanding me. I stopped explaining my heart to people who weren't holding it with care. And that was self-care. Not dramatic distance, not silent treatment, just discernment. Knowing when a conversation will heal and when it will only drain you. Choosing peace over proving a point. Choosing rest over being right. And accepting that not everyone deserves access to your inner world. Some clarity doesn't come from talking more. It comes from walking away quietly. And honestly, that choice changed everything. I read somewhere someone said self-care is also...
You know what? You know the first thing that popped in my head when I heard that?
What?
Little Duval. I ain't going back and forth with you, niggas. Mm-hmm. Keep living my best life.
Mm-hmm. Smile, bitch! Smile, bitch.
No, you know, I'm sorry. But that's the first thing that popped in my head with that. You know, just not.
I liked that one. This is actually one of the few that I actually watched before, you know, coming. Yeah. Because I truly identify with that, you know, and especially coming, you know, off of these past couple of weeks and people. You know, like we had that conversation, you know, I guess it was last week before last, but, you know, just because of how I've changed and I ain't that hothead that I used to be. And I used to be that dude that would, you know, try to, you know, get my point across. But now it's just like, you know, I'm giving you the best I got.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like at the gate. So, you know, if I'm talking to you and I'm giving you, you know, I'm giving you all my information or whatever, or I'm telling you how I feel about it. And if that doesn't, you know, go over well, or if you don't believe it, or if you don't like it or whatever, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. Because for me, and not even so much as protecting peace, but more of, I'm not gonna waste my energy,
yeah.
And I'm not gonna give you the control of you, you know, getting my blood pressure up. You know what I'm saying? My emotions out of whack or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta go somewhere, and take time to calm myself down and work my through this, you know, work my through myself.
Yeah, you got yourself all worked
up. Yeah,
you
know
and
what I'm saying? Through the shit that you know, and I knew you was coming out of left field with it. And now you sitting there looking at me like, God, and you know, smiling and laughing, and I'm going somewhere trying to, you know, put my life back together real quick, you know what I'm saying? So I can go on and complete my day. So yeah, I'm not I'm not that dude no more. So it's like you call it peace, you can call it what you want to. You can call it protecting your peace or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's just basically, you know, I'm not gonna give you the satisfaction of wasting my energy. You know, I'm gonna do what I got to do regardless, you know. So even if I give you this little bit of energy, you know what I'm saying? Who's coming out on, you know, on the bottom here? Me. So, yeah. So, yeah, that really stuck with me because, and I guess it stuck with me because I came up with that plan, like, for myself because of how I was dealing with things and, you know, realized that I got the power. I can deal with what I want to deal with. Mm. If I don't want to deal with something, I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
You know? So, all right, then. Once that kind of clicked in, it's like, oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to give you a little bit of time, and I'm going to speak my mind after that. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, or even if I'm trying to tell, you know, somebody something, you know, like Juan, for instance. You know, like, when Juan get on his, I'm going to call it his bullshit.
No.
All right. See, y'all gonna make me back it all the way up. Gunshots in the middle, third from the left.
Right there.
Second row.
You are. He's hit. He's hit. He's hit. Oh, yeah, there you go.
No, but what I'm saying is like, you know, like I've said before, you sometimes engage in some crazy-ass conversation.
And you enjoy it.
And then sometimes when we're sitting around, you'll pull up that same craziness, but it's almost like you've researched it so you know how to stand on your craziness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are y'all sitting there shaking y'all's head in the affirmative?
Because you do that shit. So
that is it.
So when I see that you're doing that and he get that smile and he just, you know, he do that little short shake, that little quarter shake of his head, like,
got him.
What do we do?
Back.
We shut the fuck up and be like,
experiment.
You know, we shut down and be like, not going to entertain that craziness.
Yep.
So that's the illustration of
prime example. Prime example. When we was at your house, we was on the back deck.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do? We got up, left him with the other person. And they still sit out there and Juan had a good old time.
Yup.
See? Look.
Thought exercises are fun.
Thought exercises, Lon?
Exercise.
Okay. Well, some people call it a waste.
Part. Yeah. Call it what you want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But some people just ain't got time for that.
I don't.
Right.
You
so
see how quick we did an about face. We was like, oh, one got. Mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to it. And took a shot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes, and even if it's not that, you know, sometimes you just like to go against the grain and just like to represent the absurd.
He does.
You do.
He does.
And I must admit, you come off the cuff and you stand on it very well.
He does.
But see,
but most of the time it's so freaking absurd.
You have did your research and you have something to stand on. You talk about.
Yeah, you cutting out, man. I don't know what it is. Switch your channel.
Okay.
No, but once.
Yeah,
but
that was the second time.
Like
yeah, it did it twice.
Do you remember the time that you were getting a whipping and you yelled out child abuse? And that was going against the cuff, and everyone got a whooping. Let me tell you. That was just going against the cuff. Because, you know, we've been getting whoopers for a long time.
Yeah.
And child abuse was never thought into the equation.
Until Juan
said something.
To call child on mama.
What does that? That doesn't have anything
you're
to do with
against
anything.
You're going against the grain. What you're going against the grain. Yes.
There are people who would consider
the way we were disciplined abusive.
But back then it was normal.
It was normal.
That was normal.
No, no, it wasn't.
In our neck of the woods, it was.
Okay. There are other people who weren't in our household present, and I do think that none of them would be like, yeah, getting whipped with a cutting board.
That were raised in
that's
this.
Normal.
That
that's
was raised normal. In this proximity. Well, we got upgraded to cutting boards.
Yep. It was a little bit rougher than that, though. There you go.
but in the instance that we're talking about, it was a cutting board whipping. It wasn't a belt.
I mean,
it wasn't a racetrack.
But I still love you.
Yes.
So I mean, anybody got any thoughts on cutting boards? Is that normal?
They're good for chopping. Chopping that ass. That's
chopping that ass.
Chopping that ass. Look. Well,
is there coffee?
Look. There was supposed to be coffee.
Okay. I need coffee.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna go check that out. Yeah. But going against the grain.
Anywho,
he's talking about anywho.
Kimberland, your thoughts on the clip?
I'm all for controlling my my energy. Like I don't like to give people. And a lot of times when people are doing, I'm like, listen, we ain't got time for that today. I'll just redirect it, and I'll just shut it off and be done with it. I don't have a problem with it, especially with, of course, my brothers. When they talk about foolishness, I'm like, we ain't doing that today. Ooh. We'll just shut it down and keep it moving. And with other people, I'd be like, nah, I can't get it to you today. What? That energy. I can't give you that time. I can't. So I'll just walk away or either get off the phone or either not even answer a phone call, because a lot of times you can about look at the number or look at who's calling or who's, and be like, yeah, and I ain't feeling like that today. And just keeping it really, at peace, with it. So
I feel that way when I see your number pop up.
And
you
better answer it.
I do.
And you better answer, because I might be saying, Chris, I need your help. I need your help. Or for what you want, I might be saying, one, I got some candy.
Oh, my God.
Or I could be saying, hey, I need y'all to move something. So just stand by, So, but it's always, it's important that we can control, as we get older, control the energy that we give as well as, what people throw our way. Because, in life, we don't want to go through a lot of bull crap, a lot of foolishness. Handicap. Chris, hold on. We got to give Chris coffee, y'all. We got to.
So I have to give my 2 cents.
Of course.
Of me being on that bull jive. Spice. But I think, and I've been told that this can be said for a lot of the things that I said. I agree with that in its purest form. I think that can also be misconstrued and misused to promote kind of just a lazy thought process of just, I'm going to protect my energy, so I'm just not going to engage. And you can abuse that. So it can be used to promote just having a super lazy lifestyle of just not engaging with anything in the vein of protecting your energy or protecting your peace.
Is that super lazy, though, Juan?
Yeah.
Is that super lazy?
Oh, gosh. If you just choose not to engage with anything, that's super lazy.
Not with anything.
That's mentally and that's like, anything that's going to challenge me, it's not worth my energy. That's not worth my energy. No, you're just being lazy.
Is that
okay.
Lazy?
I get that to a certain extent.
And that's why I said I agree with it in its purest form. Mm-hmm. Because I do believe that sometimes, you do need to protect your peace. Yeah. But I also think there are going to be people that hear that same clip and are just going to use it to be a mentally lazy person and just never engage with anything. And
I'm not mentally lazy, but some things are just stupid. I mean, things are stupid.
I mean, because some people, anything that challenges them, anything that challenges their current frame of thought,
right,
it's can now become not worth my energy.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to engage in that. Oh, thank you for posting that, because there's no reason for me to engage because I need to protect my peace. No.
It's a little crazy.
That's good right there.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Well, just a little side note, we all just got coffee. It's really delicious.
And it is a spice coffee.
It's a spice coffee.
Never had it before, and it is delicious.
It's yummy.
Wow.
Is this the one I had before? It tastes...
No, she's making that. That's
That's not like.
But I know
something that she's made that.
I know she had made.
When he says she's making it, like she put the spice in it. She this ain't just ground. Yeah, she added.
I'm saying, my blue bubble buddy knows what I'm talking about. Is this the coffee that we had that you made the last time? It tastes
familiar. She's made it different.
She did something different to it. Okay, let me see.
That's nice, Rudy.
That's really nice, Rudy.
Yeah.
Oh, this will be good with cake. Oh man, I should have left.
She's making banana bread.
Ooh, oh, I'll be my back. God. What time is it gonna be done? About 1:30.
It'll probably be done before we finish recording.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Oh, we can talk for 16 minutes. Okay, and play that.
All right.
Play.
I love coming over here.
No, I only at times.
Hey, let's hurry up and get through this so we can eat some cake and some more coffee.
You ain't you ain't gotta come if she ain't over here. You cannot come.
I only like coming over at certain times because one's nice sometimes.
Anywho,
not all the time.
I'm not gonna give this my energy.
There you go, Juan.
That's just being a lazy person. A lazy person.
Being a lazy human being.
Juan. Yes.
What do most people get wrong about stubbornness?
Everything. Mm. Everything. Let's say we're dealing with a person who's stubborn and we're trying to convince them of something and they won't budge. And the person who's trying to convince the stubborn person persists. You know what my question is?
What?
Who's stubborn in this?
Both of them.
And I've been one of those people. I was idealistic for a long time. I thought like reasoning, rationale, love, these things should win out versus stubbornness. And I thought that if I put enough things on one side of the scale, stubbornness would be overcome. I saw it as a level of resistance. But over time, I learned stubbornness is not about a level of resistance at all. It has nothing to do with a level of resistance. It's not how strong a person's will is. It has nothing to do with that. Furthest thing from it.
What is it then?
Stubbornness, very simply, is the ceiling of a person's understanding. It's not their conscious choice to resist you. It's the nature of who and what they are. When you have a computer, you understand the operating system. If you had a computer from 2010 and you asked it to perform AI tasks, would that be a reasonable ask?
No.
I don't care what computer you had from 2010, right? Why not though?
Because it doesn't have the capacity to compute.
Doesn't have the capacity to compute. You've gone past the outer limits. So when you know that about a 2010 computer, what do? Do you accept that? Or do you bemoan the fact that this computer should do what you want it to?
I accept it. What do most people get wrong about stubbornness?
That was a very neat analogy.
Good, I'm happy you liked it.
I think that was a very neat analogy.
There goes the grain against her.
I mean, it's a good attempt at the analogy, but it's just not used properly.
Well, on the surface, but as a techie, no, it doesn't hold up. Yeah. And even I know that I'm not a techie. But I mean, just the sometimes, you know, something else I've learned here in the past couple of weeks, you have to consider. Like you say, Kim, you got to meet people where they are. So if I know I got a 2010 computer, which I do.
Me too.
Which is why I want you to. Anyway. But, you know, I know I've got my 2010 computer. And so with that, it's like I know that there's certain things that I just cannot expect from that computer. Mm-hmm. The computer is still useful. It still has its purpose. It is still fulfilling the purpose that it was meant to fulfill in 2010. But now that we're 16 years later, it just can't keep up. Now, I can't be mad and be like, oh, this computer's stupid. This dumbass computer. No. What I'm doing is I'm pushing that computer past its capacity. So, same thing now. Just put it people instead of computers. So when I'm sitting on my back porch, you know what I'm saying, and a dumbass conversation, you know, starts up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to, I don't do it anymore. But at first, you know what I'm saying, I would try to, you know, see what the limit was. But once I realized that that computer or that person was stuck in 2010 mm-hmm. or whatever fantasy land that, that person decided to, you know, engage himself in. At this point, I'm asking this man to do more than what he is capable of. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he is not capable of carrying on a meaningful, you know, intelligent conversation. He'd rather bring in some old bull cartoonish shit, and that's cool.
Not cartoonish.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. But then at that point in time, I know I have already exceeded the limit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I want to talk about cartoons, you know, if I want to stay within that limit, then we'll start talking about, you know, we'll keep on with some dumbass cartoonish conversation.
Right.
But that's not where I live. You know what I'm saying? That's not my headspace. I can, you know, kind of, I can entertain it for a little bit, yeah. but after a while, it's just like, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
And when you let it go, it's not necessarily you saying that, you know, that that person is useless or whatever, but that person is only good for what he's capable of doing.
They're maxed out.
Yeah. yeah. What you think, Juan?
Are we coming to me immediately?
Yeah.
Why not, Juan?
I mean, I think that that is a great attempt at an analogy. I disagree with it simply because when you're talking about applying mental pressure to people to limit them like a computer, I don't think that's not my view on people. I don't believe that people are mentally limited. I believe that by applying pressure, it strengthens people's mental capacity. So it's like working out. It's like you don't just be like, well, I can only lift 90 pounds. I'll just keep lifting 90 pounds. You don't do that. You next week, we'll bump it up to 95. Then the week after that, we'll bump it up to 100. And you build muscle. Our mind is a muscle. You have to build that. So just by saying, well, that's the best they can do, never allows them to grow. And I'm not a fan of not growth.
Well, see, that's not my responsibility.
I agree, but that, for me, if I'm engaging with a person, and I try to push myself mentally, I try to push other people mentally. It's what I do. I don't know.
He's a pusher.
I'm a pusher. That's what I do. A lot of people don't, and a lot of people don't like it. But that's one of the things that. No, and I have tried. I've stepped back from doing that. Because that's one of the things that Jared is, he's like, everybody doesn't want to be pushed. I'm like, true. But so, I mean, that by nature, that's what I do. But that is something that I'm working on. I still just think that mindset of saying, well, that's just the best they can do is, I just think that's sad.
Well, for me, it's, I mean, I see what you're saying as far as it being sad, and it is. But at the same time, that's not my problem. And it's I don't feel responsible for trying to lift up other people. Yeah. And that sounds harsh. But the thing about it is certain people want to be pushed and want that, and other people don't.
Yeah.
And they show you that out the gate pretty much. The people who want to be pushed, I will push them. But I'm not going to push my, you know what I'm saying, my view. I'm not just going to, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I will push people who want to be pushed. But I also have the discernment to know that when people are just happy being where they at, I let them be where they at. There ain't no need in pushing.
But and for me, that's why I engage in the stupid conversations. Because for me, it's not just about me pushing another person. Honestly, they may be able to give me something that's like, oh, I never thought about it like that. That's why I like I like thought exercise.
Right.
Because it's not just about me pushing my view on another person. Sometimes, even in those conversations that y'all find that are stupid conversations, I might hear a nugget and I'm like, that I honestly thought was absurd, but I can draw that logic line. Okay. So it's about growing myself also. Right. When I'm and I'm, now I'm just talking about so just engaging in the really, stupid conversation.
So when you engage in these conversations, then it's a selfish thing.
It's not really a selfish thing. I mean, because they, I mean, they're talking, so they're wanting to talk.
No. I'm not gonna. Well, maybe.
But it's like
but you're doing it for you more than you're doing it for them.
I'm doing,
to grow yourself more than you're trying to grow them.
I'm not going to say more than, but I'm just engaging in discourse, and I'm not just trying to push my view. I'm willing to hear their point of view also. And if I get a nugget out of it, I'm able to grow through it.
That's a big ass if. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
I'm just going to sit over here and sip my coffee.
So, Kim, me Chris, too. Y'all's thoughts? Because y'all just went from ale right to me. You know?
Yeah, because she was like, shook your head, so.
No.
I just talked right in. Yeah,
you
did.
You brought it right to your head, man.
Yeah, see, that's what them dumbass conversations are.
Yeah, see, why you supposed to do this right here? Take it away. You did this right.
Well, I'll put it up. Mic check.
I was initially just going to cover it.
See, that's what happens.
Anywho, Kim.
See, that's what stupid conversations do for you.
Well, you know.
They come back on you.
Piggybacking, I guess you could say piggybacking on both of what you guys said. Like, I don't, the muscle, whatever you call them, the exercises, mental exercises or whatever. I mean, you know, that's all well and good. I mean, I'm not a natural pusher. My natural ability is service. So I don't care about pushing people to, or listening to a lot of mindless stuff. And I say mindless, meaning I like to surround myself by people who have kind of like light thoughts, light things. And if I see you talking about like some cartoon crap or whatever,
yeah,
that's just
Martians
not my thing. You know, you talking about extraterrestrial stuff or whatever. That's not, I mean, I'm just saying, like, so for me, I like to keep my deal with people who talk about or on the same, some I guess, say mental level and mental capacity of, you know, my, you know.
You like to associate with like-minded people.
I mean, yeah. Are people who are smarter, but not dumber.
And I think she's not saying that people who believe in aliens are not smart. I don't think that's the assertion she's making.
I mean, well, I'm just saying.
Because I don't think that's a stupid conversation.
I mean, I'm going to give an example.
Because extraterrestrial talk can be very intellectual.
It can be. It can be very intellectual if you want to go that route. But I'm going to give an example. Like, one day I was at work talking to a coworker, and I didn't know. You know, I don't talk religion or politics to, you know, whatever, my coworkers. But we got on that because upon our conversation, she told me she was a Wiccan or whatever, right? And I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, it's just... She continued to say, well, that's why, you know, I have to ask off for my Halloween, because that's my holiday. And da-da-da. And I said, it's because of her spirit. And
it's not a holiday of Wicca.
I thought the same thing you thought. And I was like, oh, for real? So, you know, and she just started, you know, sharing information about, like, you know, and da-da-da-da. And she was showing me some pictures of why she decorates. And she's like, you know, Christmas is for Christians. And I said, well, not really, you know, but okay. But, you know, she's like, well, you know, Christians. And, you know, she's telling me all about Christian, you know. And I was just like, and we had a conversation for about like an hour and some change. And then I just decided to just exit, you know, stage left, because I was like, and so what she also does is ride around with a skeleton in her car, like a skeleton all year long, whatever, whatever. And I was like, so does that have something to do with your religion as well? She's like, well, I mean, yeah, that's just my thing. And I was like, oh, according to her, she's a witch.
I mean, that's typically what Wiccans call themselves.
Yeah.
But that's not.
And that's
any,
her. That's
I've
according,
met a couple
according
of Wiccans
to her.
And that's not.
This is her. So after an hour, you know, I laughed and I was telling myself, I said, damn, I said, you know, this is his. You were talking to her. I said, yeah, she had me in there like, I mean, you know, talking about, you know. I said, I felt trapped because I was like, I was intrigued, but I was like, this is so stupid. But I was like, I mean, the more she would say, the more I was just like, just get out of this conversation, because it's getting more and more, I'm going to say, it was just getting more and more like, because I don't know about her religion. I've never looked at it or none of that stuff. So for me, I was just like, is she lying or is she telling the truth? Is she like fabricating or is this, you know? And I was like, so, you know, finally I was like, well, you know what? That's all right. I said, so now every time I see a skeleton, I think of her, because when I used to see her pull up with the skeleton, I thought, you know, I was like, well, let's get near Halloween. You know, some people get excited about Halloween, you know, whatever, whatever. But now every time I see a skeleton, you know, I think of her and her religion.
But why would that be? Would you consider that a stupid conversation? I mean, it gave you insight into a religion that you knew nothing about.
But I think
you've grown through that.
No, because I really didn't, because what she was saying was not, I don't think it was based off religion.
I mean, just because you don't agree with it. I mean,
I think that's just how she felt about it. You know, it was her feelings, her, you know, so I don't think it was all her religion. Because she's like, because she was fussing, she was arguing about the point of them not giving her, they had to give her her religious holiday. And I was like, well, and all I said was, I didn't think, all I said was, I don't think that Halloween is a Wiccan holiday. Oh, well, yes, it is. And so it went from there. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, you know, she was just elaborating on other Wiccan like stuff, and I was like, oh, okay. And some of it sounded a little, you know, like, I ain't gonna say crazy, but it just sounded fabricated. I'm gonna say that. I didn't look it up to see if it was, but like I said, after an hour, it was about 45 minutes, yeah, talking to her, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, that's what's up. Every time I see skeleton, I'm gonna think of you. And she's like, yeah, she said, because you know, that's what da 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 da. And I was just like, oh, okay, like. But to me, when I was talking to my lieutenant, I was like, oh, you know, I was down there talking for almost an hour, such and such. I said, I feel like, you know, he said, do you feel like you want to convert? You know, like we were like laughing. I said, yeah, I want a skeleton in my car, because she said she was justifying her, you know, religious holiday and why she has to have a skeleton in her ride around. I was like, I don't think that's a requirement. You know, like a lot of the stuff she was saying, I was just like, well, you just capping now. You just capping. Because I've heard of, like, I'm going to say, people that were Wiccans, and I've seen them on TV. Cause I've seen, like, this documentary or whatever. But they're not saying the documentary was true. But, you know, they didn't say nothing about having to ride around with a skeleton in their car. You know,
it's about, like, it's seeing like
Christians have to walk around with a cross.
Different denominations would tell you different requirements, even in Christendom.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's true.
I would rather interact with, I mean, for me, that's a growth opportunity. I would love to sit and have that conversation. Mm-hmm. Because it's not I'm learning something. I don't, like I said, I've known one Wiccan. Mm-hmm. That's it. So to have a sample size of two gives you more knowledge. I'm like number five. Y'all remember number five?
Yeah, Johnny number five.
Yeah. You like information.
Need input.
Yeah.
More input. Yeah, that's, input.
I'm not like Johnny number five. I'll just, you know, I'll some information
Wani
is good.
Wani number five.
Yes.
Wani five alive.
Yeah.
No, there's a symbol.
He needs input. I don't need input, but you know. That's like I said, that's just me. I don't not because
don't
I don't
interrupt.
No, I love growth. I feel
you
every
like
day.
To grow in the manner that you see fit.
No, yes, I think
everybody
I grow.
Wants to grow in the
I think
manner
I grow
they
every
fit.
Day yeah, because every day.
Wasn't it so?
When I look at, like if I look at, when I do like my little devotionals, whatever, I think that's growth in itself, because personally, I can recall a time in my life when I didn't take time to do my self-care. So for me, that's growth. I mean, I did external self-care, but like internal self-care is important as well as external self-care. So I know as a person, no matter what other people's perspective is, me listening to this conversation, you know, I know my growth is, you know, I feel my growth. And I think that's important that you feel your growth. I just grew in that.
Okay, Chris, what do you think about that clip?
I was going to say, I just went to the
Chris, like, I don't even remember the clip. This was 20 minutes ago. It feels like.
I really, I don't.
Well, then we'll move to the next one.
There you go.
See
how that works. I'll go first on the next one. On to the next one.
And on.
Watching this interview recently, and this lady said, if a person wants to understand you, it doesn't matter how you say it. And if a person doesn't want to understand you, it doesn't matter how you say it. So basically what she was saying is, if a person wants to understand you, the delivery almost doesn't matter. But if a person doesn't want to understand you, no amount of perfect wording would save the conversation. That's when I realized not every misunderstanding is a communication issue. Some are a readiness issue. You see, emotionally immature people don't enter conversations to understand. They enter to escape discomfort. So instead of listening, they defend. Instead of curiosity, they reach for blame. And instead of asking, why do I feel this way? They ask, how do I get myself out of this uncomfortable conversation? And when that happens, something dangerous occurs. They turn your clarity into your crime. Here's a perspective that freed me. You see, you can't explain color to someone that refuses to open their eyes. Not because you're not clear, but because they already decided not to see. Some people listen through the filter of offense. They hear tone instead of truth. They assume intention instead of asking questions. And they justify it by saying, I don't feel safe. When the truth is, they don't feel responsible. So you're left confused, rewriting sentences, shrinking your words, and thinking, maybe I don't make sense. But here's a truth that changes everything. You cannot make someone understand a message they aren't emotionally ready to receive. Understanding requires vulnerability, and vulnerability requires maturity. So the question isn't, how do I say this better? It's, is this person capable of hearing me without protecting their ego? Once you understand that, you stop chasing clarity from people who benefit from confusion. And that realization doesn't make you bitter. It makes you free. I was watching this interview recently, and this.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Larry's liking a lot. I'm liking you liking more, because usually you hate everything that's posted. Not hate, but you're like, that's some bull crap.
Well, that's kind of true.
That's pretty good, Larry.
I understand.
These are on a different
level.
A different topic. You know, the ones that I'm liking today are, you know, stuff that's dealing with basically where I'm at in my life right now. So, you know, it's dealing with how do I still engage with people, but knowing a limit of when, you know, like I said, my energy, you know, so I'm not gonna waste my energy.
It kind of seems like all three of these this morning kind of coincide. It kind of seems like it. It seems like they coincide with each other, to be honest. Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I might be wrong, but they all play off of each other today.
Well, they do. I mean, I see a general connection.
With all of because them. This one, you know, just like you said, some people, you know, I understand sometimes delivery overpowers the what you're trying to say to somebody. Mm-hmm. Because if you're delivering wrong, it shuts the other person down to begin with. But within what he was saying, it all makes sense, though. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't explain color if the person's sitting there with their eyes closed. You know, they ain't trying. Some people just not trying to hear you, period.
Yeah. Right.
And it goes back to, like you said, the energy that you're trying to give. Yeah. It can be exhausting. Yeah. And it's like a waste.
Yeah, I'm not gonna waste my energy. I mean, that's just like, you know, when we were talking a couple of weeks ago, you know, I don't have an infinite supply of pearls to be casting to the swine.
Juan's got unlimited pearls.
I know. That's what he said.
We don't
that's
want why those pearls.
He's please. Making it rain.
We don't want
pearl necklaces.
For everybody.
Pearl necklaces.
You get a pearl. You get a pearl. You get a pearl.
Going back to Prince. Diamonds and pearls.
But I think a lot of it, too, is like you said, perspective. Like some of that stuff is perspective. Because you can say something, and you could interpret it one way. Mm-hmm. You could interpret it one way, and you could interpret
perception is a reality.
So for everybody, you know, you could say one simple, you know, like, oh God, I'm giving an example. I think like when I was, my therapist at one time, she asked me, she said, when I say the word, I forgot what word, anyway, she gave me a word. She said, what does that mean to you? And I was, you know, giving her all these, what it meant to me. And then I said, what does it mean to you? I mean, she just, like, I gave, like, five words. And she just, like, summed it up in one word. And I was like, oh, damn, okay. Yeah, it does sound. I mean, you know, like, so it's perspective of everybody don't break down stuff. Everybody don't understand stuff the same. And right. Something as simple as somebody giving one word, you know. If I say, what does black mean? Or whatever. Or what does snow mean? Or whatever. And everybody could say, come up with something different. But... because everybody's idea of it is, you know, it's yeah.
That's true.
But
that's just like people will say, just like you said, black, they think of dark, mm-hmm. evil. Mm-hmm. Then they say white, and they say pure.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. stuff. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Ask
me about white, I say evil. White is evil. I'm just joking.
Everybody has a different perception.
Yeah.
And white perception is their reality.
Depression. Depression.
Depressive. Yeah. So.
What do you think, Juan? He's shaking his leg like he's like a steam pot about to go off. There.
No steam pot about to go off.
Give us the pearls, Juan.
No pearls.
Give us a loop.
I have no pearls to waste on you, swine. No, I mean I agree with his assessment.
Wow. Complete agreement?
Yeah. But for me, it's...
No.
No, it's not a no.
How you going to say, yeah, but?
No.
I'm shocked that y'all agree with it. Because as I was hearing it, I was thinking of... For me, that's conversation engagement. Mm-hmm. And all of y'all are like, certain conversations you just don't engage with. Well, and to me, this was all about engaging in conversation so that you can gain understanding versus just being like, I ain't hearing it.
but I think a conversation, you have to start a conversation to know it's going to be trash. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because I never knew... And like I tell people,
but you're right. And then after a while, you know that one person just got bullshit conversations, exactly. So you don't even engage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because people, like I tell people, who you are is who you are. And if you meet somebody where they're at, like I told one of my coworkers, I said, all these people in here who work for this county, you think they're smart people. People are educated and everything. But some of the stuff that they say, you just be like, you got to be freaking kidding me. You know, like, Because you heard them. I mean, I know you. When I say you've heard them, they've said it. I've heard them say it to me. I've heard them say it to other people. So this is like legit who you are, bro, or sis, whoever. Yo, I can't believe you even work here. You know, but like I tell people, when you are in certain places and, you know, things are, I'm going to say certain jobs, even certain job titles, people be like, I can't believe they work here. Oh, I can. Because an idiot's. There's an idiot hidden away in every agency, in every company, in every group of people you're going to find, from the smartest. I mean.
So can I?
Oh, go ahead.
Do you think that person thinks that they're an idiot?
No. I don't.
So they, so, and that's why I'm saying I'm shocked that y'all are agreeing with this, because this is, to me, that last clip was about trying to gain understanding from that person.
Yeah.
So if you've just wrote them off as an idiot, obviously they don't think they're an idiot.
Well, I mean, you give them a chance.
So if you're not trying to understand how this person who thinks that they're an intelligent being came up with this form of thought, you're not engaging. You've decided to not engage.
I'm not saying that's not what this is saying. Because according to book, a lot of, like I said, you can train a monkey, but it don't make, I mean, you know, so anybody can get a lot of the book sense and stuff like that, but it's the core stuff for me. It's the stuff that you can't learn in a book that, to me, builds character. Because it's a lot of, you know, like college-educated people, and I'm not taking away any of their credentials, but the core of them is
the
what...
Common sense part.
You know, I'm like, damn, like common sense, like they say, well, common sense is no longer common. That is so true. Because everybody doesn't have that. Everybody don't know how to engage in, like, I'm going to say, like, read, I ain't going to say read a room, but everybody can't walk into... a particular place and just, you know, engage in regular conversation. You know, you're going to have that one person that walk into a place and just start saying some of the most outlandish stuff. And you'd be like, we were just talking about work. So we were just talking about work.
Believe in fairies or
yeah,
anything?
You know, like stuff like that. You know, and you sit here like, damn, what did you get off coming in here talking about fairies? And we were just talking about how our week was at work, bro. I mean, you know, I'm just giving an example, but you know, sometimes you just, yeah,
sorry.
But there are a lot of people who are not taken away. Like I said, they're book. They're very book smart, but for me, it's the common sense or their core stuff. Like you could tell they don't read social cues or they don't, you know, whatever. They don't, and I'm not saying it against people who don't read social cues, Juan, because you blink twice.
So because you know I don't read social
exactly.
cues.
Exactly. But, you know, you just don't know how many, I'm going to just say, how many undiagnosed people undiagnosed. Our age are on the spectrum who we don't know are on the spectrum.
Firing shots at me.
But, I mean, just in the working, in our working environment, because you think because we might work together or just because we, you know, we're in the same place at the same time, you'd be like, okay, well, they must be pretty good people. And then when they open their mouths, you're sitting here like, are you a freaking kidding me? This person's an idiot. But I'm going to finish this one, and we're not doing another one, you know. And then you just learn to gracefully walk away. I'd be like, hey, I'll be back. You know, and that's how you could pick your battles. And it's not that you don't want to grow, but sometimes, you know, you're like, yeah, I don't want to talk about, you know.
Supreme mathematics.
You know, I probably wouldn't want to talk about that either. You know? But you know, I don't want to talk about.
That's a conversation I would probably engage in.
Those are interesting conversations.
I could imagine.
Just, you know, if I could get the basics. You know,
I would
like to, you know, understand, you know. But just because, you know, if I meet somebody and they, not everybody knows, and then just like you said earlier, you know, just because someone's an idiot, they may not know they're an idiot. They don't think they're an idiot. So they may think that they know, you know, they feel comfortable enough,
They might not know they're an idiot.
They don't. A lot of times
but
they
you,
don't.
I just basically remixed what you said.
You know, I mean, and a lot of times people don't know.
Because you said, do you think that person thinks he's an idiot or knows he's an idiot?
No, I said think. Because yeah. Most people don't think that, I mean, because I know I'm bad for it. I know I label people as stupid all the time. But I don't think that person thinks that they're stupid, which is why I'll engage the conversation. Yeah. That is, again, why I engage the conversation, because I want to know.
As in the words of you, I listen and I judge, Juan. Because when I walk up to, if I walk up to a female and she's talking about something like, I'm going to just say, like, I spoke with a young lady one day and she was like, yeah, you know, I look forward to like having a bunch of babies and da 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 boo boo boo. And I was just like,
why?
And I just looked and I said, why? And I started laughing. I said, because you want your uterus and everything to be, you know. And I was like, well, how many is a lot of babies? She said, well, at least 4 or 5. And I just started laughing. I said, well, sweetie, you better get started. I said, because she's 30, 31, something like that. I said, because you better start popping them out now. And then so she kept going on about it. And I said, I said, yeah, you young. And I just walked away. And the other girl that was right there, she was a Hispanic lady. And she says, she's stupid. I said,
what's stupid about that?
Because like,
I would need to hear more of the conversation.
Because what she
point.
Was saying, and I was like, I said, well, yeah. And she said, well, because she was talking everything about like a, I'm gonna say a fairy tale type life, right? Yeah, you know, when I get married, da-da-da, I'm like, well, you how old? You know, I kept saying, well, you how old? You know, she's like, well, I'm almost 30. And then I said, well, you know, you're not married. You know, I'm just asking these questions. You know, I said, like, you behind the gun. Get on, you better get started. I said, you gonna have to pop out one. You know, get married and
one
year. Yeah, you
from
know,
here on out.
From here on out, right? So get a pushing. You know, I'm for it. You know, if you want your stuff, you know, you do it. I am for women who want to have a lot of children. I know that wasn't my goal in life. That wasn't. But she's like, yeah, she's stupid. I said, well, you said it. But and then I said, well, she's also young too. I said, and she has an experience. She hasn't experienced the stuff that we've experienced. So, you know.
I still need to hear more of the conversation because all I've heard is a young lady wanted to have a lot of kids and a fairy tale life. I don't have a Yeah. I don't see anything stupid with that.
She don't even have a blueprint for. She don't even have. Oh. She don't. You know what I'm saying? Like she's.
They want something, but they got no. They got no pathway to get it.
She ain't even. You know. And I said, well, you got your boyfriend. You know. I'm just like, girl, you got your good man. You know. I'm thinking she got it lined up. She ready to. You know. Put start having them or something. You know. Well, no, but you know. Well, okay. She was like, no, but you know, I hope you know to try to find a good guy. And I said, where you gonna get them at, girl? I said, cause they scarce around here. You know, and I'm, you know, just messing with her. And so the other lady's like sitting there and she's just like, you know, making all the faces.
I think y'all are applying the from in that situation, y'all are jaded already and are applying a stupid label to a person who just has an ideal that they're looking for. And you're like, that's stupid because it don't exist out here, girl.
But to have a plan with.
But how do you, real talk, how do you have a plan to meet someone?
Well, it's not that.
I'm going to date. I'm a hope.
Well, but, you can't necessarily have a plan to meet someone, but I mean, you have to have, if you know that.
But if you're not dating, because, you know, like I said, even when I was dating, my plans wasn't to have babies and so that. My plan was just to find a guy, get married, you know, simple. I didn't want,
right, that's,
you know,
not your
six
plan.
Kids.
But,
I mean.
But if you want to have, I mean, again. You're wanting to. Do you have a plan on how you're gonna meet people?
Mm-hmm.
What's your plan on how to meet people?
Meet them. I'm a meet them. Just like
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
Meet
for something that's an abstract. You can't really have a plan for that, can you? I don't. Women, this is me trying to gain insight at this point.
Most women have some type of.
Because it sounds like
they are intentions.
Y'all are older, and you're jaded at this point because you've had bad relationships, and you're not a kid person. So it's like, yeah,
no,
that's
I'm
stupid,
kids,
girl, for you
though.
To want that.
But like
that's
I said,
stupid.
I am for, and like I tell people, I'm not a kid person, but I mean, I'm for people who, as a woman, I'm for that woman. I'm the type of woman that's like, if you want 10 kids, girl, go for it. Go for it. But you have to be mindful also to know that, you know, after you push them 10 kids out, don't even sneeze no more or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just let that go, you know, like things like that. Now that's where my jadedness is gonna come in. But I'm all for a woman who wants to procreate, you know, like bring life into the world, you know. But if you already pushing 30,
you know,
kids are definitely
civilization. We need those people
that
are wanting to have four kids because there are larger percentage of people that are like
she was like at least five.
In your thought, I don't want to have kids. There are more people in that camp nowadays than there are in people that are wanting to have big families. Yeah. So in order to sustain the population, we need more people having kids.
I mean, and
so
I'm aware. I'm aware that's how the world works. I'm aware of, I'm kind of, I don't know. But, you know, everybody don't have to have 5 to 10 kids. But, you know, and like I was just telling her, I was, you know, my thing is, and I guess because I am old, I'm like, well, you know, just make sure, you know, that when you and your husband, because, you know, she wanted a husband first, and da-da-da. I said, you know, make sure that, you know, y'all can afford, you know, everything that you're wanting. Because, you know, in this day and time, like I told her, I said, you know, the average house, you know, 200 plus, you know. It's just like, well, yeah, but right now, you know, because she was complaining about, you know, the rent on her apartment, whatever, whatever. But I was like, so, you know, just make provision, because it sounds like you're on track, you know. And the other lady was just like.
She ain't on track.
Yeah, like, you know, but. Now, I wasn't being jaded, but I'm just thinking like, damn, like to me, that's just unrealistic. If I'm pushing that 30 mark, I mean, I'm just saying, if I'm pushing that 30 mark to have at least 5 kids is and beyond my jadedness, because like I said, I'm all for women, you know, having all the babies they want. But if I'm pushing 30 and I don't even have a prospect of a husband in sight, you know, but I want, you know, I want all the, I'm going to say the dreamy stuff. Like, you know, I want the husband, I want the house, and I want at least, when a woman says at least, that means that's their
I know what the term
okay.
at least means.
So that means she's willing to have more. She's willing to have more. So that's pushing a lot in your life in the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, that's like, you know, a machine gun. Like, you know, so you got to, thank you, Larry. You got to be able to be quicker than that, Larry. But, you know, so to me, that sounds kind of stupid. I mean, in my head, because it don't sound, you know, realistic. Especially at that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he go.
No, that's yours. That's
Oh, you
hear? That's yours.
Oh, yay. Yay. Sorry. But to me, that's just unrealistic. I know. Happy birthday.
Kim, you got to finish talking.
Oh. I taste the almond.
Okay, so rather than to keep everybody on pod, this will conclude this week's episode because it looks like everyone is starting to eat. This is going to conclude this week's episode. We thank you guys for supporting. You can catch us anywhere you get your podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at 3SGpod. Or you can, again, get us anywhere you get your podcast or go directly to our website, 3sgpod.gray, the number 8fam.com. That's 3sgpod.gray8fam.com.
Thank you guys for supporting. Yeah. We're still celebrating birthdays because this is birthday banana bread we're eating.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.